Hello,
and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 120, the third podcast anniversary episode. Yes, we've been doing this for 3 years now. It's kind of amazing. Kind of wild. It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. I love this community. I love talking to you. I love hearing back from you. I'm just excited by the friendships that I've made and the connections and all the goodness, all the quilty goodness of it all. It's been marvelous. So thank you for being here with me. In fact, I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate by having a giveaway. And what I'm giving away is a $25 gift certificate to Fat Quarter Shop, which is my favorite online shop. It's where I do almost all of my fabric shopping online. Not necessarily my notions shopping, but my fabric shopping. So I thought I would like to share some of the Fat Quarter goodness with you. And all you have to do to be part of the drawing is to leave a comment on this episode, episode 120. And I'd love it if you would tell me just a little tiny bit about yourself. I'd be really interested to know where you are. Where are you? What state, what country, what faraway land, what nearby county you are in when you listen to this podcast. And, you know, if you want me to tell me a little bit about yourself as a quilter, like what kind of quilting you do or just something, I'd like to know about you. I'd like to know who you are, who sits there and listens to me and maybe has imaginary conversations in your head with me. I do that with the podcasters I listen to. I have conversations with them. They don't know. Anyway, what I want to do is say, why don't you get this comment into me in the next few weeks? That'll give you a chance in case you, don't get around to listening to this until school's out for the summer. I know we all this time of year, it's crazy busy for a lot of people, and you may not even be listening to this until June. So why don't we say June 13th. That's a Thursday. I'll try to be a Thursday girl. It's been 3 weeks since my last podcast. And yes, I don't want to go that long. I might do, the next one might not be for another couple weeks. I'm hoping this summer I'll get back into the weekly thing. I like doing that. And it's too easy if I don't stay on that weekly schedule to go in a long time. But it's really, I know we get tired of everyone. Oh, I'm so busy. But usually I don't feel like I am that busy in general. I've got fourth grade graduation, eighth grade graduation, insane. And all the stuff last night was the fourth grade play, which of course was Darling. We've got the fourth grade, you've got these parties and just a lot going on. But school will be over. I think we are going to be all the way done on the 4th of June. And then, although Jack's actual graduation ceremony is not until the 6th. But I think he's done with exams by the 4th. And I think the 4th is Will's graduation. So, anyway, things are going fine, going well. I published my first piece for Bull City Summer, the Durham Bulls. I wrote a piece on foxes who'd been living in the ballpark over the winter. So that was fun. Oh, Dag, here comes the air conditioning. It's actually a beautiful night. It's about 8 o'clock on Thursday night. It's May 23rd. And it's not that hot out here, but it was probably 80 degrees today. Perfectly pleasant, but a lot of heat collects upstairs in our house. My big dream is to get dual air conditioning so that we can keep the upstairs cool. The downstairs actually stays really cool all day. Anyway, that's, you're not interested in that. I'm not even interested in that. But when we do change AC, we're moving the air conditioner unit to the other side of the house so we can sit on our porch without it blasting away at us. Yes, I know. First world problems. Yes, let me go ahead while I'm here. I may think of other things to ramble on about, but I do want to say thanks to everybody who commented on last week's episode. Thanks to AJ Dub, to Kelly, the Pioneer Quilter, to KDR, to Ballard Quilter. Anyway, who wanted to know, Ballard, you wanted to know where I found the pattern for the green and white quilt. It is scrap. Basket Sensations, I believe is the title of the book. I'll look it up in just a second and tell you, but I could pause now and find out. Hold on. Yes, that is it. Scrap Basket Sensations, More Great Quilts from 2.5 Strips by Kim Brackett. I am now, That's right. I am now on the next quilt, which I'm calling the White and Green Quilt. So I finished quilting green and white quilt. Now all I have to do is the binding, which I have the binding. I just need to bind it. And then I need to finish very quickly the white and green quilt. This is the quilt for the administrative assistant in the lower school. I'm going to put the picture of what I have. I've got all the pieces done, and now I have to piece the pieces. And I'm really hoping I can get that done by Sunday. My hope was really to get it done this week, but it's been crazy busy this week. I know, everyone's busy. But anyway, but it really has been. And I don't know, but I don't think I am, unless I just have a marathon day on it tomorrow. But so now my hope is to get it done by Sunday, and then Monday's a holiday, as you know, and run over to Thimble Pleasures, and there's a border, so I need to get the border fabric and then get the backing, and I gotta get this sucker quilted. But I'm gonna stipple or meander. It's funny, and you'll see this in the picture. There's a lot of white in this quilt, and so it actually has a little bit of a modern feel to it. So I think the meander will be fine, and quite frankly, that's all I have time to do, and it will be fabulous. But I need to get that done. I need to get the back fabric. My mom is doing. She did a beautiful label for the green and white quilt. And I may end up doing the same backing fabric for the white and green quilt, because it's got a lot of the same fabric and colors in it. In part, just so I like send my mom, email her tomorrow and say, here's what I need for a label for the white and green quilt. So she can do that for me, which is really kind of her to do. I have a very nice mom, as you know, if you've been listening for the last 3 years, or the last 3 months, because I did an interview with her recently. Anyway, that's where I am. And so, yes, love this book. There are other quilts in the book that I want to do. So, Ballard, I recommend it highly. Heard from the lovely Kelly the Fifth, from Terry, from Rhonda, also known as Quilter in the Gap. And Rhonda, am I missing your podcast? Are you vacationing right now? Because, well, I miss you. So, it was great to hear from you. And let's see, her from Quilt and Jenny. This is good. She says that around here we call this month mayhem. And I had not heard that before. I'm like, yes, that is what it is. And then I got a nice comment from Jay. Oh, and Jay mentioned a book that she actually heard about from Katie's Quilting Corner called Quilt as Desired. Now, Jay got a used copy of it. So she has not looked at it, but she's going to let us know if it's worth reading. That would be good. I need more. I think that's all my comments. Thank you for everyone who has commented. Thank you to all of you who have commented over the last 3 years. You're absolutely fabulous. I would love to hear from you. Come over to theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com and leave me a comment. You can email me at fdowell@nc.rr.com. And leave an iTunes review, and to celebrate the 3rd anniversary of the podcast. Yay. I think that's all I'm going to tell you right now, because you know, I keep trying to get this posted. I actually recorded this introduction yesterday, and then I'm using my audio recorder, and it ran out of memory because I have several really long things, recordings on there. So I was like, dang. So anyway, I think I'm going to keep this short. Just say thank you for a great 3 years. Thank you for those of you who have been here all along, for sticking with me, and for new people for joining the group. Like as I said, it's just been a fabulous time. And now we're going to get on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one. It's Saturday, May 4th. It's about 5, maybe 5:30. I am taking a break from quilting. It may be it'll be a break for the rest of the day. I need to take a break just to stretch out my back and sit on the porch and read and just chill for a little bit. And then after dinner, I'm going to my friend Cheryl's house. She's my neighbor. She lives a street over. I've talked about her, I think, a little bit. Her husband died last August. And so she is obviously still really grieving, but she's also very funny and fun. And she initially invited me over to come talk to her daughter, Caroline, who's a lovely girl who is interested in creative writing, is a junior in high school, and is trying to figure out, starting to think about college and what she's going to major in. And, you know, nowadays you can major in creative writing. And they wanted to talk to me, like, did I think that was a good idea? But now Caroline's, something else came up. And so I'm just going to go over and have a glass of wine with Cheryl. And, you know, I'll mean to get back. But it's very fun to talk to Cheryl. And so I don't know what time I'll make it back and whether or not I will have more quilting time tonight. I'm standing, so the quilt right now is on the ground. I found the backing I bought today at Thimble Pleasures. I'm just looking at the back to see if I've got any wrinkles or anything. And the fabric is, it's Westminster Fibers, and it's called Rosette. And it is, it's nice. It works really nicely. I'll just take a picture of it so you can see it. To describe it would be hard, but imagine a circle drawn in a blue, a very dark blue, almost purple, and then a flower in the middle, but like a, almost like if you drew a flower just with lines using your colored pencils and did a little circle, a little light green circle, and then just did, looks like there's maybe 12 petals, just lines going around, and different greens. And so it's nice because it really, because it itself, the overall effect is a more, almost a neutral green, because it's got, standing away from it, it has a little bit of a brown effect. Again, the background is white, so it's mostly white. And that's what, when I went in, what I wanted to get a light fabric, and thought of something kind of spriggy or almost calico, and this is not that. It's kind of modern and cool looking, actually. But it's, you know, in this quilt, there are yellow greens and there are blue greens. And this, the backing, the overall effect is more of the yellow green. But I like it a lot. It's very cool looking. And I am doing what I talked about last week, which is just doing kind of stitch in a ditch around the stars. If you look at the green and white, if you look at the green and white quilt top, which I posted a picture of a few weeks ago, you know, these are sort of interlocking stars is the best way I know to describe the pattern. And so with all the star points, I am just stitching in the ditch around each one. And then in the white, I am stippling. And, you know, it looks good. It's not, you know, I've talked about it a couple of times, like, would I actually long arm this? But, you know, as much as I love really beautiful quilting and long arm quilting, but I like this kind of quilting too. It's very simple. I love stippling. I love the way it looks. So I think that's going to work for me. I'm okay with it. So it's not the most, wow, this is the most beautiful quilting. But you know what? Again, dealing with muggles, they don't get quilts, right? Unless they're married to a quilter or have a mother or daughter who's a quilter, so they don't even know what to look for. So she'll just be really, wow, a quilt. So it's all cool. It's all good. But it's fun. I'm using just white thread, and I got, this is my big thing, I got bicycle clips. They're called quilter's bicycle clips. The quilter will find bicycle clips a great friend when quilting. Simply clamp the clips around the quilt and batting to keep them from unrolling when hand quilting and machine quilting. And I have to say, I had read about it, I think, in my Harriet What's-Her-Face book, you know, the heirloom machine quilting book. I can't believe I just said Harriet What's-Her-Face when she's, like, you know, famous and renowned and honored. But, you know, oh, here it is right here. I can even tell you it is Harriet, well, Hargrave, of course. Anyway, I think it was in the Harriet Hargrave book, which I reviewed recently. She talked about bicycle clamps. And it's nice. So when you roll up the quilt, you just clamp up the rolls. And it makes it more wieldy as opposed to unwieldy. So anyway, I'm just standing here over the quilt going very nice. I'm happy with it. I'm going to continue on There's one place where it got a little bit pleated on top, and we'll see. You know, one of the things too, and as I'm doing the stitch in the ditch with white on the green parts, you know, sometimes the white, you know, I just dropped my glasses. You know, sometimes the needle slips a little bit, and so there's white, you know, and then there's white thread on the green. But you have to remember, I have to remember, that washing, when you wash it, you know, it puffs up. And some of the quilting, you don't really see the stitches so much. So I'm just being cool. I'm not worrying about things. It is, let's see. I'm just looking outside. We have had, I don't complain about weather, but man, we have just had day after day after day of cloudy, kind of coolish weather for this time of year in the 60s. It could be a lot worse. I'm looking outside. Will and the man are practicing padding, and Will's got his baseball socks on, but he's got them pulled up all the way past his knees, and then he's got his blue shorts that are going down, so it looks like he's wearing tights. His team remains undefeated. Today was the day I thought they were going down. I thought it was going to happen. The other team came out, and it was like 9 o'clock. It's cold. The wind is gusting. The other team came out, and they were just together. And Will pitched the first inning, and he pitched well, but the problem was he was throwing strikes, but they were hitting them. Will is a good pitcher. He doesn't have a lot of speed, so if you've got a kid who can hit, they can hit his pitches. He did strike two batters out, I'm happy to say. But they also, and our guys just were not fielding well, which is unusual because they're actually really good fielders. Just taking a sip of wine there. And so it was just a rough beginning. And then, so I really, and the other team just scored several runs. And then up to the fourth inning, these guys play six innings. The other team was ahead by a bunch. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of, they had, you know, what they do, a big mistake these teams keep doing, is they bring out their best pitchers in the first innings. And then they have to go through their bullpen. Whereas we have this amazing pitcher, and the coach just holds them for the last two innings. So we ended up winning. I can't believe it. And you know what? This was very cool. It was, they were ahead by one. We were the home team, our last at bat. And our guys finally were warmed up. This little kid, Darren, who's so cute, stole just one base at a time and stole home. And then Will got walked, and he stole one base at a time. He stole a couple bases at a time, and then he stole home and won the game. So that was really neat. He was very pleased with himself. Anyway, that's how I started my game, though, and it was really cold. I just dressed for winter. I was the only one who really, I mean, I was wearing my hat and my scarf. I was the only one really dressed for winter. And I was so cold, but, you know, I felt a lot worse for the people in shorts. So I'm like, what are y'all thinking? Baseball's been a huge part of my life this spring, and I love baseball. In fact, yesterday I went to the Durham Bulls Park and interviewed the groundskeeper about some foxes who've been living in the park, which was really, really fun. I may get a press pass for this summer for this documentary project that some people are doing. And a friend of mine is doing the publicity for it. She's like, I'm going to try to get you a press pass, which would be super cool. So I love baseball, but I'm telling you what, Little League's wearing me out. Three games or two games in a practice every week. It's a lot. But the other thing I wanted to tell you, good book that I recently finished, The Interestings by Meg Wolitzer. She is a novelist I like quite a bit. I didn't read her last book. There was something, it was set like in ancient Greece. And I was just like, no, you know, I'm so unintellectual. But I have read other of her novels that I liked a lot. And I really liked The Interestings. If you like a novel that spans like kind of a, not a whole lifetime. This one starts with this group of teenagers. The main character is Jules, and she gets a scholarship to this arts camp, like in upstate New York, and where she meets this group of other kids who are just, you know, fabulous and artsy, and ironically decide to call themselves the Interestings. And she's sort of amazed that she is brought into this group and that they accept her. And it follows these friendships over the next maybe 30 years. So, and I love stories that are like that. And they, when they meet, it's in the mid 70s. It's like, well, early 70s actually, because it's like when Nixon, I think, resigns the first summer that they're at this camp. And the other kids live in New York.
And Jules lives on Long Island. And she's Julie until she goes to camp. And these kids rename her Jules. And I don't know. And she's the main character, although the novel touches on all the characters. And you get into every character's head at least for a little bit. But she's the main character. And then another character, Ethan, you hear from a lot. And I would recommend it. It's not perfect. There's some things I would have done differently, but it was very entertaining. I think it was an interesting, again, these are characters who are just a little bit older than I am. So sort of the span of time is one that, you know, I've lived through. So I liked that. And I thought that one of the things it's about is talent. And Jules ends up not, you know, she's funny and sort of celebrated for her wit, and she gets a part in a play that's in that first summer where she just knocks it out of the park, and for a while she devotes her life to acting, but it becomes clear she's not really particularly talented. And one of the things that the book is about talent and how far that will get you, and how important is it to be an interesting, how important is it to have an exceptional life? Because Jules ends up not really having an exceptional life, but she has a good life. And whereas Ethan marries Ash, who's one of the interestings, and he's someone who has genius talent. He's an animator and becomes filthy rich, but is very ethical. And it's one of the interesting things about him as a character. And so he tries to do a lot of good with his money. But so that in itself, the idea of talent and who you know and what does it take to live a good life. Do you have to be exceptional? And that's a real struggle for Jules, who for a while really thought that she was exceptional and turns out not to be. So I would recommend that. And I got out the new Elizabeth Berg. Now, I love Elizabeth Berg, and I think she's a wonderful writer. I'm not sure about this novel. I wish I could. It's not. It's Upstairs. I can't think of what it's called. I am not sure about this one. And she's hit or miss. She's like me. She writes a novel every year, and she's been doing it longer than I am. And some of her books I adore, and most of them I like enough to hang in there with, even as I'm going, not as good as this or that. This one, it feels a little too easy. And so I don't know if I'm going to invest myself in it or not. So that's my reading report, my quilting report, and who knows what other kind of reports I will come back with next. But I will be back. Bye for now. Quilt Diary Day 2, Thursday, May 9th, 2013. So this is my off week. I'll probably go back to weekly in the summer. We just have to get through the rest of May. Now, I have a treat coming up on Saturday. Tori, who I met because she was a podcast listener and comes down this area, has been coming down this area for a while because of her daughter, who's graduating from NC State Saturday. And in fact, it makes me a little bit sad because I don't know how often I will see Tori now that her daughter is graduating. I don't actually know where she's going. Maybe she'll stay in this area, and Toria will continue to come down with her lovely family. I hope so. Anyway, we're getting together Saturday morning at 10 at Thimble Pleasures. And in fact, I'm going to try to remember to bring this, and maybe Toria and I can have a little walk and talk through the store. That could be fun. So that is a pleasure. That is a thing to look forward to in this very busy time. Today was a Battle of the Books, the North Carolina Battle of the Books State Championship. And our team went, and we didn't do great. We came in seventh. I didn't stay for the whole thing. I had to get back because Will has a baseball game. And as it turns out, the man, he's not feeling that well. He still ended up taking Will to the game. Anyway, a lot of logistics we don't need to go into. But I wasn't really up for staying for the whole thing anyway. You know what I'm getting tired of? Competitions. Now, you may be thinking, oh, she's just saying that because her team didn't do all that well. And we did fine. It was just, it was an off day. I was really surprised because the kids have been doing really well in practice, and their brains just didn't click on.
this time. Just really didn't. It was very surprising. They've done so well up to now, and I didn't think the questions were that much harder than they've been at other levels. But there you have it. Just a bad day. I just picked up Jack a few minutes ago, and he said everyone was fine. People weren't that bummed out. You know, when you know, getting to the state in and of itself is a great thing. But it's not just that, because, you know, I've also spent a lot of the spring or the last couple months going to Will's baseball games, and his team wins every game. Now, as the season has gone on, the games have become more challenging. They started out, as I've told you, they have some really talented kids. So they started out very strong, much stronger than other teams. But as the other teams have practiced and gotten more experience, they've gotten good. And there are a number of good pitchers in this league. In the beginning, that wasn't true. But a lot of kids have just gotten the ball under control, which makes for a lot better baseball, I have to tell you. It was fun when we won the first game, like 21-2. Okay, just because after that cruddy basketball season, it was a lot of fun. But it's actually the games where it's like 7-6 are funner. But they still take a toll on me. I find it kind of stressful. And in fact, the last game, which we won, I kind of was just like, why don't we just lose one? Could we just lose one and somehow get that over with? Now, they may not lose one. They may lose one tonight. I don't know. But they may be undefeated. And they're a good team. They deserve it. But it's the whole competition thing. One thing, it's like, especially with kids this age, even the middle school, I have a hard time sort of rooting against the other teams. Little League, I mean, these guys are little, and they're trying their little hearts out. And, you know, so how can you kind of are cheering for everybody? The man and I do. We kind of, you know, and other people do as well. So if somebody on the other team makes a great play, I think everybody cheers it. So it's nice. I have found these little league parents on the whole. You know, you hear all these horror stories, but everyone, as far as I can tell, is really nice and supportive of all the kids. And the same thing today at Battle of the Books. I mean, I kind of was cheering, you know, not out loud, but, you know, it's like these kids have worked really hard. And so, yeah, I mean, when your own kid is up there, you want him to do well. And Jack did well. But it's hard to feel like I want you to do well at the expense of other children. I can't quite get my head around that. I'm sort of tired of competition, you know, and we haven't had a ton of it. You know, Jack played some soccer when he was little, and then he did taekwondo, but he wasn't competing. And he did basketball one year, and that was kind of rough for me. I don't know. All this competition, and so it just makes me tired. I guess it's fun, and there, you know, there are people, I'm sure, who, you know, they get energized by it and love it. But and I don't mind. It's like going to a Durham Bulls game. You know, I don't care who wins. You know, I'm not. It's fun when your team wins, and it's fun when they're great plays and it's a great game. But I don't have anything invested in it, even though I'm a Durham Bulls fan. You know. So it's just when your own kids are in it, and it's just too much. It's too much, I tell you. I'm ready for everything to be over. Baseball is almost over, although it actually ends when you get into all the playoffs and everything. It actually goes for another month or so, but yeah. I'm looking forward to summer. It's a beautiful day here. Not that I'm affected or influenced by weather in any way. It is beautiful. It's sunny. We've just had a lot of dreary, cold, unspring-like weather, and today it's like 80 degrees. We actually have the AC running. I just turned it on because upstairs is getting really stuffy and hot. And gorgeous, so that is nice, and I hope it'll just stay like this for the next 3 months. It won't. Of course, edge on up, and then we'll be complaining about summer, if we were, of course, people who complained about the weather, which we don't. I just am checking in part because I'm very excited. One thing I'm really excited about is, like, when I finish talking to you, I'm going to go work on finishing the quilting for the green and white quilt. I need to really get moving. I should have this done by Saturday when I meet up with Tori at Thimble Pleasures. I'm going to have that sucker, and I'm going to be looking for the binding, and that's something I can work on at night. And then this weekend, after the baseball game, after seeing Tori and then going to the baseball game, will really be putting a big, big move on the other quilt, on Beth's quilt. And I've got pretty much everything cut out. I just need to put in the time and the effort and find a very simple quilting pattern and get that sucker done. I need to have that done by June 5th. And then it will be nice kind of to, I don't know, look around. I finished quilting the red and white quilt, the Irish chain, and make a baby quilt for Oliver, our new baby friend in Birmingham, Alabama. Yes, so here I am. It's just the way you get when you're feeling, not overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is too strong a word. Just kind of ready for things to quiet down a bit. And so imagining your future life when everything is very calm, the way it is for about 20 minutes here and there. But I have to say, when I realized, I didn't know if the man was going to be able to take Will to his game, because the man is under the weather today. I think he may be developing a sinus infection. But he said, you know what, I don't want to lie in bed. I feel terrible just sitting around. I'd rather go to the game. And I was like, I've been up since really early this morning because I drove to Greensboro for this Battle of the Books thing. And, you know, I was just sort of like, yeah, I don't really want to go if I can get out of it. So the man said, don't worry about it. I'll take him. And, yeah, so I ended up being free for the evening. And just the idea of, wow, you know, it's just me and Jack, dinner, we're having leftover pasta salad from last night, and we're just going to be cash, and I'm going to set up my quilting table. I'm using the dining room table. Did I tell you I got bicycle clips? I'm pretty sure I did. I told you I got bicycle clips to set up my quilt, and you won't believe what I'm watching. Downton Abbey season one for what has to be the sixth time, and the last time I watched it was not that long ago, maybe in the fall. But you know why I realized, one of the reasons why I've been able to watch it so many times, that when I first started watching it, I think I might have been quilting Simply Amy, Simply Frances. Is that possible? But you know, when you're quilting, when you're running the machine, it's actually hard to catch the dialogue. And so I was watching some other things that I never watched before, but then I couldn't hear what was going on because I was quilting. But with Downton Abbey, I pretty much know the dialogue. And I think, I you know, the first three times I watched it, I was sewing a lot, so it took me three times to get all the dialogue and the story in. So, yes, it's just something I can watch, and it's pretty to look at when I look up, and it doesn't matter if I miss dialogue. And it's pleasant, and, you know, it's always the first season is just, as far as I'm concerned, the best one. And it's just so much fun. So that is my news. That is the news from Lake Wobegon. I am just so thrilled when I realized, yes, I'm going to have this evening to quilt. I'm going to have kind of a quilty next few days. I do need to do some work in the garden, which is, we just have not... I really need to get some more bedding flowers. It's not a very complicated garden, but it needs to look nice because next Wednesday my friends Amy and Daniil are coming over for lunch. And this is, you know, I haven't seen them in a while, so that's one reason I invited them over. But two, it forces me. It's like I'm going to spend some time on the screen porch, working on the screen porch this weekend to make that look really nice for them. But otherwise, all I've really got is... you know, is Will's baseball game. Of course, Tori, but that's not an obligation. That's a pleasure. But that's it. Starting Saturday afternoon, I'm pretty much free, and I plan to quilt and do a little cleaning and relaxing and dreaming about summer when nothing will happen except me lying around relaxing. All right, more soon. Quilt Diary Day 3, I think. It's weird doing this two-week thing. I'll probably get back to 1 week in the summer. But, you know, May. It's slowing down. Now, last week I had a bunch of stuff, and then on Thursday I had the Battle of the Books with state finals, which was in Greensboro. Our team did not do well. They were like 7th out of 9. And you know what was funny is they've been doing really well in practice. And I think they just had a bad day. You know, I think their brains froze up or they were tired or something. It was odd. It was like our really good kids were just, you know, just not doing it. So it's okay, though, because you know what? It was the state finals, and it's great that they got there. But that was a get-up really early in the morning day, and I drove by myself. I led the bus. I led the bus in my minivan to Greensboro, which is about an hour from here, and then onto the UNCG campus, and I did a very good job. Here's my latest news. I have a smartphone now. I didn't before, and now I do. And I wish that upon leaving the competition that I had said, here's where I want to go, because I've been to Greensboro many times. It's a city that is incredibly easy to get into and almost impossible to get out of. And yes, of course, I had no problem getting into. I had printed out the directions and written them out and just had absolutely no problem. But getting out, no. And I forgot. It's like, oh, I have this smartphone now. I could say, here's where I am and here's where I'm going. And it would tell me, literally, speak to me. Turn right here, turn left there. I forgot until I got horribly lost. And I'm like, oh, I have a smartphone. And so I pulled off and said, here I am, and how do I get here? And it led the way. But yeah, I lost about 30, 40 minutes. But now I will never, lesson learned is what we're saying. I will never get lost again. But that was a big day. It was funny. Here's the thing. Okay, so I'll be 49 in a week or so. And, no, a couple weeks. Yeah, it's the 15th. In 2 weeks. In 1 day. The 30th. May 30th, if you want to send birthday greetings, card, what have you. I'll be 49. And I'm feeling more mature these days in many ways. And one way made itself apparent in Greensboro. So I was supposed to get a meal ticket. About a week or two before the competition, the school librarian, Jennifer, who's the coach of our Bob team, said, all right, what do you want? Do you want this, 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 this? We were going to eat at the food court there at UNCG. And I said, oh, this is what I want. She said, fine, and signed me up for a ticket. Well, when the day rolled around, there was no meal ticket for me. Now, it's not a big deal. I mean, I get paid for the books I write. I can splurge $5 on lunch. But you know, the funny thing is, and I've known Jennifer, the librarian, for a long time now, and I have a great deal of affection for her. She's very neurotic, but she's also funny and smart and has a lot going for her. So it's lunchtime and we're headed to the food court, and I said, okay, you know, where's my ticket? And she's like, they did not put a ticket for you in here. There is no ticket for you. Now, most people at this point would go, let me buy you lunch. You know, you got up early to come with the team. I'll buy you lunch. Or here, you have my ticket and I'll pay for my lunch. And Jennifer just looked at me and was like, there's nothing I can do about this. And you know, I feel like as recently as just a few years ago, I just would have been fuming. Like, I can't believe I've come all this way and you would not buy my lunch. You know, or, you know, because the fact is, most people in her position would have said, I'm going to buy you lunch, here's my ticket, whatever. But I've known her a long time, and I know how neurotic she is, and she was in a position where she could not get out of, you know, she's like a horse with blinders. All she was seeing is, we've got the afternoon of the competition, we've got, you know, 2 more hours of competition going, and we just need to eat lunch, and then we need to get back in the room. And she could not in any way kind of step back and go, oh, you know, Frances got up really early this morning and got to school really early, and her husband got up really early to take their other child. You know, none of that is going through her head. And you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Because, see, I'm almost 50 now, so I'm really cool with stuff like that. I'm just like, that's how she is. That's how she functions. To expect anything different would be insanity. Just, this is how it goes with Jennifer. So, no problems, whatever. Let's get on with the story. So, but that was the last big thing. Next week I have, the fourth grade has a big fourth grade play. It's a big deal. The fourth grade drama teacher is Miss South, who's also the third, second, first grade drama teacher and the kindergarten and preschool music teacher. Miss South actually is also an aspiring country music star. And she somehow, I don't quite know how this happened, but ended up like recording, got Vince Gill to record a duet with her. And she, you know what? She's got this, if you look up Elizabeth South on YouTube, she's got videos, and she has one up right now that's great, that's stuck in my head for days. So she has a great voice. And okay, and this is gonna be kind of catty. She's lovely. She's very theatrical. Lots of makeup, great figure, and long bleach blonde hair that I'm just waiting for one day to get to school and it will all have cracked off. I really want her one summer just to shave her head, grow in her natural color. She can color it again, but I just want her a fresh head of hair for this woman. But yes, but she's, I have to say, good singer. And also, and sort of our, I don't know, she's neurotic. She's just something. She's also pleasant. And of course, the children love her. The girls, you know, she's just fairy princess teacher and all that. And you know, she seems perfectly nice to me. I have nothing against her. But when it comes to the fourth grade play, she is all over it. She is sending home notes in like October. Fourth grade play is coming in May. We need to get on it. She writes the script, I think, with the children. I think they work on it together. I know from Jack's days in our fine lower school, in his fourth grade play, it was great. It was hilarious. They did a great job. So all credit to Miss South. But yes, that is coming up, and the memos we're getting just all the more intense. Like, you must have costume, your child's costume, by Friday, May 16th, no, 17th. It must be in. It must be right. Like, all right, Lizzie. Oh, we'll be right on top of that. But you know what? She does a good job. She does a good job, and it's a good play. So that is coming up. And for some reason, I don't know why, I signed up for the hot lunch the next day, the fourth grade play cast hot lunch. I did a hot lunch just 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm room parent. Why did I sign up? I don't know. Next year, you know what I'm thinking about? I had this thought next year. So Jack will be in middle school. Will be in the upper school. Switch that. Will in middle school, in fifth grade. Jack in upper school, a.k.a. high school, ninth grade. I'm thinking about not signing up for anything. There must be people who don't, right? Just like, don't have time. I'll sign up. I'll make a hot lunch. You have to, in middle school, everything changes, and it's not so intense, the parental involvement. So I'll do one lunch for Will. I'm thinking about just not. Not doing anything else. Just going, not me. I know. It doesn't work that way. Everyone needs to pitch in, but still. Whew, tired of all this. It's May. You're just tired of stuff in May. So I'm kind of like, I don't want to sign up for anything else. But so next week, the hot lunch. But that's not even that big of a deal. It's not as big as getting up at 6 to drive to Greensboro and then not getting lunch. Anyway, so it's May. It's May, and I'm really looking forward to school being out. That is coming. But you know what needs to happen is I need to finish these quilts. I have finished Carolyn's green and white, but for the binding. And now I'm working on Beth's. I don't have a name for it, but the administrative assistant's quilt. Working my fanny off to get that done. Let's hope it happens. And it's bad because I'm already having these thoughts like, you know, it's okay if you don't get it done in time. But I really want to get it done in time. And on time is like June 5th. Should be done. It should be. I think I can get it done. As long as the quilting is simple. My big news is I got to hang out with my friend Tori, who is a longtime listener and longtime friend. It's been neat the last 2 years. Her daughter, Katie, who I finally got to meet, has been at NC State, and so Tori and her family come down from time to time for various functions, and so we've hung out a couple times, and it's been wonderful, and the sun was wonderful too. We met at Thimble Pleasures, and Tori is an enabler. If you ever have a chance to hang out with her, she will get you to buy things. Be careful. You go along the notions wall, and she's like, oh, you have to have this. Oh, you need that. I was very good. I resisted a lot. I did buy a couple things. But she's like, no, this you need. This ruler will change your life. Watch out for people like that. Sandy at Quilting for the Rest of Us, she's a little bit like that too. And she knows it.
Yeah, she'll get, I mean, and she does it on her podcast. You know, she'll be talking, oh, you need this. And so you're out buying the Creative Grid rulers because Sandy said you need to buy them. So you're out buying them. Watch out for people like this. They're, yeah. Anyway, so had a great time with Tori. Finally got to meet her daughter, Katie, and saw her son, Eric, again, who I just adore. He's such a nice kid. And her lovely husband, Kurt. Always good to see them. So that was a real treat. And by the way, Tori, Will's team won. Will's baseball team, undefeated for the season. In fact, season play is over. Now we're headed into the postseason. Apparently, so there's South Durham Little League and there's North Durham Little League. So here's the deal. Every year, whoever, there's South, there's a World Series in which South Durham Little League champions play North Durham Little League champions, and apparently North always kicks butt. I'm not sure why, but, and I don't know that Will's team will be the champion. I'm kind of hoping not, because, you know, I love baseball, big baseball fan, could, you know, live with a little less Little League baseball in my life. So that is my life right now. So just working away on my quilts, happy to have the green and white done, except for the binding, but that can be done in an evening or two. And now, it was really nice today. So today I had my friends Amy and Daniil, who are my long, long time close friends here. We met in prepared childbirth class over 14 years ago and have been very close ever since. And they came over for lunch. We had a ladies' lunch, chicken salad, of course, because that's what we do for the ladies' lunch. I made a cake. I saw a recipe. It was from Sarah Foster, who is a local culinary luminary. It was for a buttermilk cake with whipped cream and strawberries, and it is strawberry season. In fact, yesterday I went and picked strawberries at a local farm. The cake turned out, it turned out fine. It was very tasty, but ridiculous. So 9-inch cakes, 2 9-inch rounds, and then you slice each one in half. I'll say lengthwise, but you know, so you not so you have 2 half circles, but so you have 2 circles. Do you know what I mean? How do you describe that? I'm using my hand to show you that you slice through horizontally, not down vertically. So you have 4 layers. And by the time I got to 3 layers, I'm just like, this is ridiculous. This cake will not support 4 layers. And I was correct. I put the 4th layer on. I'm like, no way. And took it off and put it in the freezer. So anyway, you know, but it was one of those things. It's like, let's try this. You know, having company will make a special cake. And it tasted really good because, you know what? It had whipped cream and strawberries and cake. How could you go wrong? But it was really ridiculous looking. Maybe I did take a picture. Maybe I'll post the picture with this. Anyway, that is my story right now. I'm sticking to it. Yeah, I did have lunch. And then, oh, I know, but the reason I brought this up is very fun, but of course you have to clean up. You know, you have to get clean everything clean for them, your friends to come, and you have to make all this stuff, chicken salad and potato salad, and we had a green salad with the vinaigrette, and then the cake and all that, and you have to clean. We sat on the porch where I'm sitting now. And we had a lovely time. They're just lovely people. And then went and picked up Will from school and picked up Jack from school. And it was really nice to come home. And so, which is what I did. I just felt like a kind of homecoming in a way. It's like, okay, here I am. Things are slowing down. Things are quieting down. And we have a quiet rest of the day. And I'm going to sew. And it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. So, hope you had, if you are a mom, I hope you had a nice Mother's Day. I think my mom did because she has a new sewing room. Yes, and it is just about done, and it sounds fabulous. I'll get her to send us pictures so you can see. But so I think she had a nice Mother's Day, and I had a nice Mother's Day. I got a new glove. Travis is on the porch, and he's barking at my neighbors. Travis, stop. Yes, he's fierce. He's a fierce cockapoo. It's okay, Trav. You're a good watchdog. Anyway, I hope you had a nice Mother's Day if you are a mother or had a nice sister's day or a nice daughter's day or just had a nice day on Sunday and are having a nice day right now. And I hope you're getting good work done, making time to do your quilty work that makes you so happy. I hope that's happening for you. All right, I'm going to sign off now, and I will be back in a couple weeks. Bye.